Okay, I did prep a couple of people to please come forward. I need some older people or the people who are a little bit further on in life than some of us. And I also need a couple of young people, please. I have seen Mercedes and I see Ian as well. I'm sorry, guys, but you are the ones again. And I have also seen Holly and Darcy. Please do come forward. Bring your parents if you don't want to come forward on your own. And if Darcy and Holly really do not want to come forward, then it has to be anyone under 40. So I think Lisa and Andrew, maybe you're the ones. Oh, and Khadija, I can see Khadija. Come forward, please. You don't have to do anything. Just stand here and be able to laugh about yourself and about me. Okay, sorry, let me just clip this on. Thanks, Lisa. Okay, Andrew. Yes, please. So, I think, Lisa, you will probably have to stand with the even younger people. Am I on?
Yeah? All right. Oh, okay, sorry. So, can everyone see the two different groups of people? Can you see most of them? Yes? You can talk back to me, please say yes or no. Good, thank you. Okay, so when we speak, humanly speaking here, yes? When you see all these people, who would you think can run the fastest out of all of them? You can just point out. Okay, so is that Ian? Are you pointing Ian out? Okay. Who do you think has sharpest vision? I know it's a bit of a guess, but just think, who would you think has the sharpest eye? Khadija? Okay. Who do you think would be really up for new things and for trying out something new? Philip. Okay, great. Out of all of these people, who do you think, humanly speaking, is... Well, okay, let's do groups instead of pointing out people. Who out of these two groups do you think, humanly speaking, is... Stephen belongs to this group, by the way. Is the healthiest and has the longest life expectancy. Okay. Most people say this side. This group has the biggest life experience. But this group, humanly speaking, will have more years to live. Yes? Okay. Thank you all. We're going to hear and listen. Yeah. You can go sit down. Yeah, thank you. We are going to hear about that in a minute from the Bible. Please do sit down. Come to the front if you want to. Find a place to sit. Because the Bible actually tells us that when you're young and when you have all this energy left, that is the time to remember God. And it says, you know, when you're still young, you still have all this energy, you kind of feel as if you're invincible, don't you? That is what young people do. They take silly risks sometimes, because they think nothing can happen to them. And of course, the sad part is that when young people with so much energy spend the whole day in front of the television and in front of computers, they think it doesn't matter because they think they still have all life ahead of us. And that is a characteristic of being young. We, on the other hand, think, what a waste of so much energy and so much youth. It's a point and a sign that you're getting old when you start thinking that. So I'm old now because I think that. But when we're young, we have this energy to worship God, to give our lives to Him, to do all kinds of stuff for Him. And the writer in this particular book of the Bible says, but there is also another thing. Do whatever you want to do when you're young. Do whatever you want to do. Don't worry about the thing. But do remember your Creator, not just to worship Him, but do remember your Creator, because whatever you are going to do in your life, one day you stand before God and have to say why you made certain choices. So, we're going to talk a little bit further about that later on in the second talk, but let me read to you from this particular book in the Bible. And it is Ecclesiastes.
I've got a different version as what you see on the screen, probably. Let me actually... Don't worry, I will get the right one out. Sorry about that. Okay, Ecclesiastes... And it starts chapter 11, verse 9 through to chapter 12. And it says, young people, enjoy your youth. Be happy while you are still young. Do what you want to do and follow your heart's desire. But remember that God is going to judge you for whatever you do. Don't let anything worry you or cause you pain. You aren't going to be young very long. So remember your Creator while you are still young, before those dismal days and years come when you will say, I don't enjoy life. That is when the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars will grow dim for you, and the rain clouds will never pass away. Then your arms that have protected you will tremble, and your legs, now strong, will grow weak. Your teeth will be too few to chew your food, and your eyes too dim to see clearly. Your ears will be deaf to the noise of the street. You will barely be able to hear the mill as it grinds or music as it plays. But even the song of a bird will wake you from sleep. You will be afraid of high places, and walking will be dangerous. Your hair will turn white. You will hardly be able to drag yourself along, and all desire will have gone. We are going to our final resting place, and then there will be mourning in the streets. The silver chain will snap, and the golden lamp will fall and break. The rope at the well will break, and the water jar will be shattered. Our bodies will return to the dust of the earth, and the breath of life will go back to God, who gave it to us. Now, just to ask, I'd hear from the laughing that a lot of you did not know, or many of you did not know this was in the Bible. So let me just ask you then, who of you here recognizes yourself in those last bits? Yeah, a lot, hey? Some of you are still lucky enough not to recognize any of that. So enjoy it whilst you're still young, because once you get to this side, you realize how short it really was that you were young.